what's your stock pick this evening?
Well, we alluded to it a little bit earlier, and I'm sticking with City Lodge. As I said before, you know, it's sitting on a very, very steep discount to replacement as a net asset value. And you know, a number of things. We've talked about the leisure market. I think we're going to see a good Christmas season. I don't think we're going to see any more lockdowns. I think the vaccination rollout is going to carry on apace and going very, very nicely. We're also going to see corporates starting to travel an awful lot more. Yes, the bean counters in head office are going to say, well, you can't travel, you can do Zoom and Teams and stuff, but there is a limit to what you can do with that.
Yeah.
And I think they're itching to get back into the field. So I think, you know, you're sitting on such a huge discount. It's not so long ago that City Lodge was at 50 rands a share, and currently round about 5 rands a share. To me, I can see huge potential in this one.
Okay.
Incredibly well managed company.
So eyeing upside potential there on your side, Merrill, very quickly.
My pick for today is Sasol. Although it has more than doubled off the bottoms of last year, I still think it has got more to go, particularly if these oil prices hold. We see earnings of about 40 rand a share for next year. Historically, it used to trade in a PE of 10. Even if you put in some discount for the ESG, you know, climate change overhang, you still should get a valuation of between 320 and 360, which means there's upside from here. And that is not actually using today's spot oil price of 80 rand. So I think they have come up with some longer term plans to address some of the climate change issues. And I think the coal price and the oil price have shown us that although we do need to decarbonize, the path to get there is going to be very slow. And at this point in time, the world still requires fossil fuels.
Okay, let's leave it there. Thank you both for having joined us this Thursday evening. Of course, Merrill Pick is with Old Mutual Investments, and Chris Skillmore is an independent analyst. We'll be back next week to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, though, have a great evening.